Welcome to Christian Family Matters, because your Christian family matters. I'm your host, Robin Johnston. I'm really excited to bring you a month-long series on marriage and finding hope and grace in the hopelessness and pain of separation and divorce. Christian or not, in these trying times, I will bring you the experts and candid help you can use. The show does not beat you over the head with the Bible, but it will allow the goodness, hope, and faith of the Lord to open your ears and eyes to all things possible. My guest for this series is marriage and family coach Larry Bellotta. Larry is the author of two books, as well as the founder of the highly successful marriage program, The Fulfilled Couple. In Larry's practice, The Fulfilled Couple helps couples and marriages in real trouble, even with only one spouse working on it. Do a Google search for Larry Bellotta, and you'll see he's authored over 100 articles on marriage, relationships, and self-image. Larry himself has one of the most intriguing stories I've heard on the marriage subject. He lived 27 years in a marriage that he says was made in hell, but the 28th year, he fell in love with his wife, and they are continuously married 34 years and are closer than ever, and we certainly want to hear how he did that. Larry has developed so many great tools for couples to change how they feel about each other. But one of his concepts that we'll be talking about over the next month is called the Chaos Kid. When he explained it to me, I was immediately struck that our listeners would get so much value from learning about what he calls the Chaos to Purpose Scale and what it means to the future of your marriage. Larry, welcome to Joyful Radio and Christian Family Matters. Larry, tell us, what is a Chaos Kid and do I have any living in my house?
Isn't that a great question, Robin? Well, first of all, I got to start with saying that I am a chaos kid. What is a chaos kid? So let me establish what that is by looking at the scale that goes from 0 to 100%. And that is the chaos to purpose scale. So 0 would be the worst place to grow up on the scale. That might be illustrated by a mother with 3 kids by 3 different men living in an apartment kind of life. Worst place to grow up. Then on the other end of the scale, 100% would be the best place to grow up. Well, like a single family home, mom and dad, dad comes home and loves each, you know, loves everybody, loves the kids, and is really into their triumphs and joys and so on. 90 to 100% home, this would be a dad who really cares about the kids, and really, it's important to him that they be in his life. Now, as you raise 80%, 70, 60, 50, what that is dad is getting less and less involved in your life. He's more involved in his work or he's more involved in his own pursuits. Now, when you cross the 50% line, that enters you into the chaos neighborhood. And what's happening here is dad is actually becoming hostile to his kids. And that could come out as some kind of abuse or some kind of neglect, you know, 40, 30, and at 25%, that would be father abandons, children abandons the family. Now, that is the chaos to purpose scale. And for years, I've been asking people to locate themselves on the scale. And here's an interesting statistic for you out of my own personal research, that 80% of the guys who contact me are purpose kids, male, married to chaos kid women. And that means they grew up in chaotic homes where they were rejected. And what that creates is what I call the chaos engine. And the reason I call it the chaos engine, if you think how simple this idea is, and the therapy and the psychology community have been trying to tell us this for years, the adults who raise you literally program your brain for the first 10 years of your life with the instructions on how to live and value life. That's how it happens. And once that whole set of programming is done, it's done. And then you grow up through your teenage years, and you enter your adult years, and you, of course, believe you're independent. And so what happens next is you go and live your life, you get married, etc. And here's what I found in the majority of couples that have a chaos kid in the marriage. Something will happen, something usually between the ages of 30 and 40 years old. This could be a bankruptcy. It could be a mother-in-law moves in. It could be a sick child. It could be moved across 5 states. Some big, troubling thing, okay? That's what I keep hearing over and over again. Some big, troubling thing set it off. And what happens is this person, who was really themselves and trying to, you know, live a good life and be a good spouse and all that, something snaps. And that's the phrase people use, something snaps. All of a sudden, this dramatic change in behavior that happens, because if you go back to that chaos childhood, you'll see that the brain has got a message in it, which is trying to push this person to create normal, recreate normal. And what was normal in those 10 years? Chaos. See, rejection is chaos. Neglect is chaos. Being abandoned is chaos. And so what is this behavior. It's really the chaos engine recreating that childhood situation, which is not good. And so here's the line that I hear from husbands, because that's who I talk to most. Husbands say, "This is not the girl I married." That's what they all say. So that's the chaos idea.
Very intriguing. I am quite surprised at those numbers that you tossed out there, Larry. I did not realize that tend to be more of the men married to a chaos woman. It's very interesting. But how does a person become a chaos kid? Is this something we blame on our parents? Or
That brings us to the next point. Okay, my mother was an alcoholic. My father was a gambler. They owned an apartment. They never owned a home. They never let their children get in the way of their life. And so we were raised alone a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, I have an older brother and sister, and I like to say we were raised by wolves, you know, because when you have no parent in the house, anything's possible, right?
Absolutely.
So when you have a parent, they're not really into their children. They're into themselves. They're into their struggles. They're into their problems. And you know, pursuing them, something bad is going to happen to the kids. So I'm a chaos kid. And so when I entered my 20s and, you know, I got married, the chaos came out of me immediately. And of course, my wife is a chaos kid as well. So, my story is I lived 27 years in a marriage made in hell, but in the 28th year, I fell in love with my wife. You know, so we've married 34 years now. And that story, what is that story, the 27 years of hell? That's the result of the chaos in me because of all I've learned through being married to my wife, Marcia, who saved my life, I like to say. I discovered, and I started to see it more and more, people I helped over the years, that people have somebody in the marriage who isn't born in chaos and raised in chaos. And you just don't escape that. You just don't walk away from that. You just don't, you know, unless you're a real big bucking bronco kind of person, you know,
right.
Who says, I work consciously to never get rid, you know, never let my parents influence any of my decisions. But that's a particularly strong person, and most people aren't like that. The majority of people who are in chaos kids, something bad is going to happen to them. And it's not just divorce. It's not just that they're divorced, because divorce is one of the chaos things, isn't it? You know, when you lose your mother and father, that's how kids see it.
Right.
This great insecurity, you know, comes into their brain, you know, and that also becomes a solution. I hear a lot of guys say, I'm really terrified that my children are going to see divorce as a solution. But it's not just the divorce. It's the chaos of the adults who raise that little person. And that becomes, like, what do I do with it now that I have this chaos engine in my brain and it's coming out and ruining my life? What should I, you know, how should I feel about my parents? Well, you know, I looked at my mother, who alcoholic, you know, be stumbling home on the streets of Chicago at 2 a.m. in the morning. Did she ever wake up one morning and say, you know, something's wrong with this picture? She never stopped and asked, what's wrong with this? Now, why not? Well, the answer is my mother did what she did based on all she knew at the time, right?
Correct.
Isn't that what any of us do that?
Mm-hmm.
We only do what we do based on, and when somebody tries to wake us up by force, it doesn't work.
It does not, and most people will use force to push back.
That's right. So what I ended up doing is developing a program I call Becoming an Environment Changer. And what an environment changer is, it's built on this idea, that phrase, that guy can really light up a room. And you know what that idea is. A guy feels so good inside that he feels, that feeling goes out to the room. It fills the room with this just happy, upbeat feeling. And when people walk into the room, they feel upbeat and happy like this guy, because the guy changed the energy in the room.
Correct.
Well, I teach people how to do that. Today, for this show, I invited Peter, one of the people who's gone through this environment changer course, to talk about his before and after story. I think Peter's got some real great observations, because he's, you know, actually participated in this very recently. And I think he's going to have a lot of good things to share with his story.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing his story.
So the most important thing that people ought to know about being a chaos kid is very, very simple. Is just look at that chaos to purpose scale. I think we talked about that website that has a chaos to purpose scale on it, which is fulfilledcouple.com/blog.
Yes.
Do you have that?
We do have that, and we need to make sure that everybody can pull that up on your website also.
Yeah, that's a graphic illustration of the chaos to purpose scale. But what you're doing is you're simply asking yourself, am I or the person I married, were we raised in the chaos neighborhood? Because if we are, what should we do now? Which is, you know, more points. I'd like Peter to be able to talk about some of that. because I think he's a very, very good student of this.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, let's bring Peter on and see what he has to say. Peter, hi.
Are you there? Yes, I am. So Peter, I'd love you to talk about, before you encountered what I'm talking about here, about learning about the whole chaos to purpose idea, what was happening to you and to Rhonda as you were struggling through the situation?
According to Rhonda and, you know, a little bit of me, we were running a little crazy on just a fast-paced life to where, you know, we were taking care of two homes, working every day, coming home, doing the same routine every day. And, you know, one day we just got into a dispute. You kind of take advantage of just everyday life and you kind of forget about your marriage. Just one day, we really had a big dispute, and I blew up at Rhonda. You know, it's just, don't realize what's going on until you actually take a program that you offer.
Robin, this is very, very interesting about what Peter's talking about, because you talk about the chaos that he was raised in. He considered himself, like, I'm a 25% kid, and Peter told me that he is probably a 35% kid, according to the way he was raised. And the reason why is because Peter's dad had a temper, a real strong temper. And he said one of his programs was our house was yelling and screaming.
That's right.
Right. And they were very touchy, as parents were, to tone of voice. And the talking took place after our arguments. So if you wanted to communicate, the program in Peter's brain is, we talk after we argue. Now, that's a program in his brain, right? Now, he doesn't know it's in his brain, right? And his wife, Rhonda, doesn't know it's in his brain either, right? So, well, I think, Peter, one of the questions I asked you was, how many times did Rhonda, who's a very soft-hearted woman, how many times did she feel your father's anger coming through you in a year? And I remember, Peter, you remember when I asked you that?
Yes.
And you had to start.
It was a lot.
It was a lot, right?
Yes.
But you didn't know it was a lot, did you?
No,
until the question was asked, right?
I just thought this is how our marriage was, you know, and she was accepting, obviously, building up in her for a long
time. It's because something you were so used to. That's how you communicated, apparently, in your household when you were younger.
That's correct.
Because that was normal, okay? This is the whole point of the chaos kid, is you cannot see this invisible way you're raised. It's invisible to you. And until you start to ask the key question, and let me give you the key question, because listeners really want to know, how do I find out if my marriage is in trouble? You want to ask this because this is one of the key chaos kid indicators. It's called the mother lode of marriage. The mother lode of marriage is the master program that comes from the way you're raised. And when you find out the answer to the mother lode program, you know, once you know that program, you know what kind of level of difficulty you're up against. Peter's got a great example. But let me first give you the question, because this is how you find the mother lode program. By the way, mother lode comes from the gold rush days when the miners were always looking for the big block of gold where all the little nuggets were coming from. Well, this is the master program of marriage. This is how your brain decides how to handle marriage. So the question is this, and this is what I asked Peter. How did your father show you to treat a woman by the way he treated your mother? How did your father show you to treat a woman by the way he treated your mother? That's the how you find the mother lode question. And Peter, of course, like everybody, struggled to come up with a way to put this in a phrase. And so we had to work through a lot of, you know, how did he treat her? And so what Peter came up with is, when you have to fight with your wife, fight to win. Now, Peter, talk about how that program literally guided how you dealt with Rhonda.
For the most part, I didn't want to fight with Rhonda. I would tend to myself and stay quiet. That really became a problem in our marriage. I would just sit on the couch and say, I just don't want to talk about it. Because I grew up in a family of six children, and I always heard the fighting. I was always the one that wanted to stay away from it. But when it got to a certain point to where we absolutely had to talk about it or argue about it, I would argue and practically drain my wife till I would, you know, win the argument.
There's the mother lode program. Now, Peter was fighting it. He was trying to, even though he wasn't aware of it, he was fighting it by trying to just stay quiet. Well, the last thing a woman wants is a man who just stays quiet.
Hey, that is absolutely the truth.
That's right. But that was his solution, see? So no matter if he went left, stayed quiet, or if he went to the program, you know, a fight to win. He was dead no matter where he went.
He was going almost into a filibuster with the argument.
Right.
He was going to wear her down until he got what he wanted.
That's right. And he could, but the big thing was Peter couldn't know. He just couldn't wake up. So Peter, talk about what finally woke you up. What had to happen?
My wife leaving me.
And how did you find out she was leaving you?
She, after this one last argument, she just, she was sitting in the backyard and she says, Peter, I don't know if I have the fight in me anymore. And she said, I have to go. I have to go to my parents. And that was it.
She moved out and she was saying it's over, right?
That's correct.
Now, you've been married 19 years.
Yes.
And you have one daughter who's 19 years old, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you said Rhonda is a 45% chaos kid and you're a 35% chaos kid. So it's pretty amazing that the two of you held this marriage together this long.
Yes.
Being chaos kids.
Yes. I think I owe most of that to Ron. She was she kept it a bond.
Peter, talk about when we started going through this course and we got, I think, because the course is 8 calls long, but when we got this calls, I think, into it, you started to see something because you were doing everything you could do. But the whole key to this course is it taught you how to eliminate your negative feelings in 60 seconds. So when you could do that, when you had the skill to do that, how did things change for you? First of all, how it changed you?
I would have to say I've always kind of been an unhealthy person. And when I started practicing the program that you taught me, practicing, you know, being good, being happy around people and everything, I just started feeling better inside. I started feeling healthier. The people around me just noticed a difference in me, a change. And even Rhonda told me that there was a few things that she was afraid to talk to me about because she thought I would just blow up and get angry with her. And she was just kind of fighting with herself that she couldn't believe that I would get angry with her, or I was just so polite to her, and it just felt so good inside just to feel that way.
This is an important point because, you know, people call me a lot and they are in turmoil, of course, because their wife of many years is leaving them and the kids are in turmoil and so on. And Peter, you certainly were in that spot. But, you know, when people hear a comment like that, that Peter just made, that he was nicer to be around. He was more pleasant. This is not acting pleasant. This is not acting pleasant. This is not trying to be nice. This is none of that. What Peter did is he changed his feelings. He literally eliminated his anxiety, tension, resentment, criticism. He eliminated it. Now, Peter, would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
You eliminated it. Okay? Now, here's what's really important about this. Is that people who try to just not be feeling upset or feeling angry or feeling chaos or feeling, you know, criticism or anger or resentment, if you just try to suppress that, it really won't matter because the energy, that ugly energy, is going to come out of your vibration whether you try to fake it or not. It will come out. And when it comes out, people will feel it, and if your spouse is leaving you, that's not the real thing, and they know it.
Right.
No words need to be said. Right?
Absolutely.
No words need to be said. But Peter had the real thing. He actually changed his feeling by getting rid of all those ugly emotions. And that was the key. And now, you saw Rhonda respond to this.
Yes.
And what were some of the first signs you saw that she sensed something big had changed in you?
Well, she just noticed that I was energetic and happy all the time. She couldn't believe that I was acting that way when we were separated, you know. She probably thought that I would be upset and down, and that's one of the things I thought she saw in me.
So she saw you be somebody you never were. You were never an upbeat, happy, pleasant person.
Well, I was, but for the most part, no.
I bet that piqued her interest quite a bit. Absolutely, I'm sure that got her interest very quickly.
Yes.
So Peter, when you got towards the end of this process and she was seeing things, because you guys, she was pushing to plan for separating finances and selling property and all that, right?
Yes.
And so for her to go from that point to what I want you to tell the video story just because people will love this story, which is the day that this all turned around. give us a condensed version of that that story of how this suddenly changed.
I know that, you know, my wife is a soft-hearted person, and I created a 37-minute video that I was, like, making videos, home videos and stuff, and I put one together of our entire life, A to Z. She was going to come over to my house and discuss more about our divorce when it was kind of a trick to where this is around her birthday, too, and she wound up walking into a house full of candles and cards and a video that was going to start in 3 minutes. Please have a seat and enjoy the show.
But you weren't there.
I was right? Not there. No, I had set everything up because I thought, you know, a lot of people told me that she should watch the video by herself. Well, she watched the video and she thought it was really, really really good, and you know, she called me back the next day and said that was a very good video, and she told me we had another discussion after the video again, which was another rough discussion about our divorce and everything. Something happened overnight, and my daughter called me the next morning and told me, Dad, would you like to have lunch, you know, at work? Which I thought was very unusual. She never calls me to come and have lunch with me. And I said, sure. And that same morning I had been talking to my wife. She had been crying over the phone. And I said, what's wrong, Rhonda? What's wrong? And she said, and I said, is there something wrong? She says, yes, there is. And she says, well, let me call you back. I'll tell you later. So I called my daughter back, you know, I was just scared. What's wrong with your mom? Brian, what is wrong with your mom? And my daughter goes, Dad, are you going to, I'm going to be up there in a few minutes. And I said, okay. You know, and I was going, really, this is unusual. So I tried to call my wife back again, and I got a hold of her again, and she's crying. And she goes, Peter, just let me call you back in 15 minutes. And I said, okay. Well, anyway, about that time, my daughter shows up at my work, and she walks into my office. And she goes, Daddy, I need to show you something. I got a surprise for you. So she starts walking me through the company I work for, and she says, Daddy, please close your eyes. And I said, okay. She says, I got something outside I want to show you. Well, she walks me out to the back parking lot. I heard a car door open and close. And then she says, okay, Daddy, please open your eyes. There was my wife. She was standing out there and waiting for me, and she came and gave me a big hug, and she says, I want a fresh start.
That's the moment you melted on the parking lot, right?
yes, I would have to say one of the best days of my life.
On that incredible note, let's take a quick break and then come back for more of Peter Gaber's story.
With the divorce rate so high, many organizations and coaches are doing all they can to help couples solve their marriage troubles. One of the most unique programs available brings together a list of benefits that both men and women find highly attractive, and it offers real help for marriages.
The program is called The Fulfilled Couple. What makes it so unique are these 20 reasons why The Fulfilled Couple is a better key to rebuilding a struggling marriage.
First, there are no office visits, and a live coach works with you by phone. It's multimedia. The content is delivered through video, reading, listening, and live private calls.
You build your marriage at home. 88% of couples report a reduction in tension. 72% of couples report seeing each other in a different way. Husbands perform more services for their wives.
Oh, you like that. Well, here's one. Wives find sexual attraction to their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Couples learn how to eliminate their negative feelings in just 60 seconds, and both see self-confidence increase.
Children become more emotionally stable, and no one becomes the bad guy. It removes blame from both spouses.
That's a plus. The program works with the way the brain and emotions perform. It simplifies complex ideas with pictures. It's 90% less than the cost of a wedding, and 90% less than the cost of a divorce.
It keeps wealth in the family. It has a clear beginning and a clear end.
And reason 20?
The author of this program has been married 34 years.
Now, what marriage program can do all that? Watch the video at FulfilledCouple.com and see for yourself.
That's FulfilledCouple.com. Welcome back to Christian Family Matters. We're talking with Larry Bellotta and Chaos Kid, Peter Gaber.
Now, Peter, all of that took place. People hear a story like this, especially people in marriage trouble, they say, oh, man, that could never happen to me because, you know. Right? But Peter, how bad did you think your situation was?
Oh, I thought it was over. There was just something inside, you know, kept telling me, even, you know, if you think it's going to be over, keep going through the program, keep trying, never give up, just keep moving forward.
Robin, that's one of the things that I tell guys who go through this program. I say, I don't even want you to go into this if your intuition doesn't guide you into it. If you don't get that sense that I know that I know that I know I'm ready to learn this, then don't even start. I have guys tell me, well, you're not a very good salesman.
you know, it's kind of don't waste my time if you're going to let me waste yours if you're not ready to do this.
And what you think about this, you know, why do I want money and a bunch of failures, you know?
Right.
I don't want to get paid and have a bunch of failures. And so I started to realize why guys were failing. They were failing because they were going into this with their thinking, and were they going into it with their feelings. But I realized the guys who were succeeding had that sense, like Peter just expressed, that I just know something inside is telling me. Well, that something inside is your intuition. And when your intuition tells you it's time, then you're gonna succeed. And that's why the question is not when a guy is going to succeed in winning back his family. The question is when, what day, when is it going to happen? Now, for Peter, it just happened to be sooner, but it could take months. And you remember, this is chaos married for 10, 8, 12, 16 years. 16 years of chaos? How do you heal that in 2 weeks or 4 weeks, you know?
Well, you know what I found very interesting, and I wanted to mention this to Peter. When you make this conscious effort through your program, Larry, and he actually changed the way that he felt and responded on the inside, how it changed his physiology. I mean, medical etiology being changed by just how you change how you think and how you feel and what comes out of your heart. And I think that's amazing. I find that really intriguing, Peter. And so your health is better now because you made that kind of conscious effort to change the kind of person that you are.
Yeah, Rob, you bring up a good point. Peter, talk about your stress level. That's, I think, a big deal.
I have a huge stress level. And a matter of fact, I have, you know, panic attacks too. And I've tried other programs on my panic attacks. And just even going through Larry's program, I'm just so happy. I can't even explain sometimes. But I haven't even had any panic attacks since I've been in this program. I just feel good about myself. I feel so good on all the things that I've learned from Larry's program about how to treat, you know, a woman or a person in your marriage, and all the exciting things that I'm sharing with my wife right now. It just excites me just to see her come home every day.
Well, and does that expand then, Peter, into your social life, people around you noticing a big difference? Again, going back to what Larry talked about, that guy that walks into the room and people just enjoy being around them. And don't we all love having a friend that's like that, that people just want to be around because they make him feel good? Are you noticing that with people that you surround yourself with, Peter?
Yes, mainly at work. People come up to me and they tell me, you know, it's good to see you smile. I am a supervisor of a mechanical assembly department at where I work, and people that are under me have even, you know, said that they have seen a change in me. And I've, of course, you know, getting back with your wife is also, you know, a lot of extra energy that you would throw that way. But yes, I do see a change in the people that I work with, especially.
Robin, in line with this, I've been asking men for years, have you ever taken a course on women? And I always get, of course, a no. And the other thing that Peter gets this now is that he took a course on women in the course, because it's a course within the course.
That's right.
Right? And you now know what a woman really wants. And you've heard it from a man, right? And you still think of this, too. You know, what do women want? Now, what do they really need? And it's a real simple idea. It's not a complicated idea. Women want two things, and that men really don't want to understand. And the first one is financial security, and the second one is emotional security. Now, a man does not know what that means to the woman he married. But once a man knows that a woman wants emotional and financial security, he can start to ask her what that means to her. And I'm telling you, women don't know how to explain it. It takes time for them to explain it. It takes time for them to start to put into words, what is financial security for me? But if a guy is willing to ask and listen about both those needs, what woman wouldn't want to try and struggle and tell him he's willing to listen?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Peter was.
And you take the time to, in your course and everything then, Larry, to ask these type of questions, because it's like asking your teenager that comes home from school, what did you do at school today? And what you get was, I don't know, or same old thing. And as you ask each question, you start drawing out more information and more information. And at some point I find out my 13-year-old has had a great day at school or a bad day at school. But his first initial answer to me doesn't give me a lot of information. But, you know, when you stay the course, Larry, it sounds like you've really got something here with this Chaos Kid, and I'm just very intrigued by this.
The Chaos Kid, this is another thing. If people hear this idea of the Chaos Kid, the question is, what do I do about it? You know, everybody isn't going to take this course. Everybody's not ready for it. But what can you do about learning that you're a Chaos Kid? And Peter, now that you know that you were raised as a Chaos Kid, and you know those programs, those chaotic programs are in your brain, what did you need to start to reduce their ability? You know, we talked about just being aware of them is like half the battle of reducing their effects, right? You still think a lot about those programs that are there, right?
Yes, I do. Just make sure you have this form that's called an EC7, and I revert back to it on a daily basis and just keep practicing what you taught me in your program and remember what it cost me in my life, and nothing in my body that wants me to relive what I had to go through.
Peter is talking about, you know, doing what he had to do to defeat the gas and release it from himself. But in this world that we live in, we do not understand how we're wired. We do not understand where emotions come from. We do not know anything about programs. We don't know anything about how our childhood, you know, determines the rest of our life. We don't know how to shut off the little nagging voice inside our head. We don't know any of this. And all that happened to me is 27 years of hell is I was searching for the real answer. I sensed it was not complicated. I sensed it was pretty simple. But the simplicity is just not out there. All the books, you know, authors write 300-page books, and you read them, and you go, well, what did I just read? And this is what people are up against, great complexity on how they see people. Peter's, he's got a great story, but his Chaos Kid is a, you know, 45% Chaos Kid, so right on the borderline. He's a 35% Chaos Kid, but he's a very strong man, too. Peter's a very strong guy, and that's one of the things that it takes to actually succeed at this, is to be a strong man. Because if you're a strong man, you will not give up at any point. You'll win your family back if you're strong enough. The reason most guys don't succeed is because they're not strong enough to be able to actually survive this.
And they will give up too soon.
Yeah, they do give up too soon because they're too selfish, they're too afraid, and they don't want to change that stuff.
Right.
So that's the thing I notice about the guys who succeed in this program is they're pretty strong men. But I was not a strong man, but my wife wouldn't let me go until I became strong.
Tenacious woman.
Very, very.
This is actually, as we were speaking, I knew nothing about the Chaos Kid. Interestingly enough, as you started speaking, Larry, and Peter was telling us his story, my producer looked over at me with a raised eyebrow and pointed to himself on the Chaos to Purpose scale. He's a definite Chaos Kid. He's telling me a 3. I'm not quite sure what that means.
That's 30% on the scale.
Okay, he's at 30%. He came from a home, and I have to tell you, I'm sure that he wouldn't mind that this is shared. His mother was alcoholic. He had a lot of things happening in his life. My producer also happens to be my husband, and I come from a family where my dad was there for 30 years, loved his kids, coached the baseball teams, sat front and center for every chorus performance my sister and I ever did. That you can imagine what kind of an interesting life that we've had, and yet we're going on 30 years of marriage. And certainly wished I'd have had this information years ago. Could have saved us a lot of tears, a lot of pain, and a lot of arguments.
So, Robin, you are where on the Chaos scale?
You know,
or purpose scale?
I'm way up there.
You're way up there. You are a purpose kid. Now, and by the way, 20% of the people who call me are women, and they're purpose women, by and large, and they're married to Chaos men.
Ah.
Now, remember the whole warning of the Chaos scale. It's that the end of your marriage is calming. Because if you ignore this, if you pretend this is not there, that if you got a Chaos Kid in your marriage, the trouble is going to come from that chaos engine that's in that person's brain and they don't know is there.
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner you realize that the chaos engine is in there, that it's going to turn on one day, and it's going to turn on with big chaos, big trouble, big time of testing, or however you want to call it.
Right.
It's going to turn on, and when it does, your chances of losing your marriage are very high. So the question is, can we start to learn about the programs that made this chaos engine exist? And can we reduce its influence before it becomes the thing that turns on and literally changes my wife or changes my husband? That's the question of the chaos kid. And I hope everybody asks it. I hope everybody hears this. If I could plaster it on the bathroom walls all over the country, I would.
It's very profound. We should write it on the bathroom walls. Our listeners are listening to the show here. Make sure that you go onto the website links that we have here on Fresh Talk Network Joyful Radio. You can get all the information you need to about Larry's Chaos Kid, the Purpose to Chaos Scale. And we want all of our listeners to be able to find Larry Bellotta and all his great resources. Larry, can you give us your website address?
The website address is fulfilledcouple.com/blog, B-L-O-G. Yeah, that is the fulfilledcouple.com/blog, where the Chaos to Purpose Scale is. And there's a lot of other marriage resources there.
Peter, we want to thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Your story is amazing, and kudos to you, sir. You're a strong man for sticking this out. I have to tell you, there's not a lot of men that would go through what you had been through and continue to pursue keeping your marriage together. I applaud you. I think this is just wonderful.
Yeah, me too, Peter. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I can't tell you how much I want to thank Larry and his program, and I'm so happy that I found it, and thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you, Peter. Our special thanks to Peter Gaber for coming on and telling us his story. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll learn some more about Larry Bellotta's Chaos Kids.
With the divorce rate so high, many organizations and coaches are doing all they can to help couples solve their marriage troubles. One of the most unique programs available brings together a list of benefits that both men and women find highly attractive, and it offers real help for marriages.
The program is called The Fulfilled Couple. What makes it so unique are these 20 reasons why The Fulfilled Couple is a better key to rebuilding a struggling marriage.
First, there are no office visits, and a live coach works with you by phone. It's multimedia. The content is delivered through video, reading, listening, and live private calls.
You build your marriage at home. 88% of couples report a reduction in tension. 72% of couples report seeing each other in a different way. Husbands perform more services for their wives.
Oh, you like that. Well, here's one. Wives find sexual attraction to their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Couples learn how to eliminate their negative feelings in just 60 seconds, and both see self-confidence increase.
Children become more emotionally stable, and no one becomes the bad guy. It removes blame from both spouses.
That's a plus. The program works with the way the brain and emotions perform. It simplifies complex ideas with pictures. It's 90% less than the cost of a wedding, and 90% less than the cost of a divorce.
It keeps wealth in the family. It has a clear beginning and a clear end.
And reason 20?
The author of this program has been married 34 years.
Now, what marriage program can do all that? Watch the video at FulfilledCouple.com and see for yourself.
That's FulfilledCouple.com. Welcome back, Larry Bellotta, marriage and family coach, talking about Chaos Kids, and it's been so exciting. So, Larry, give us a little more insight into this Chaos Kids theory.
You know, the Chaos Kids, you said a theory, and that's a word that the academics use. It's a theory. but when it can see something in your life and it's unavoidably clear, it isn't a theory anymore. For you, it's a reality.
It's a reality, yes.
Yeah. So what we were talking about, Chaos Kids, and what makes a Chaos Kid is you were raised by adults who raise you, and the adults who raise you form the synaptic connections in your brain with instructions on how to live life. And that happens in 10 years. And when that job is done, it's done. And it's going to be with you all your life. Now, if you were raised on the chaos side of the chaos to purpose scale, that's a chaos engine that is waiting one day to turn on. And if you do not know it's going to turn on, if you don't know it's there, you're going to be the victim of it, because that's what these families, there's 1,500,000 divorces a year. There's 2,500,000 marriages a year. It's been that way since 1994. And with 80% of those divorces happening from women initiating them, that tells us a big message, that men do not understand anything about women. And because they don't understand anything about women, let's combine that with the fact that women are being sold personal happiness as the be-all and the end-all of their life. So vows are gone, commitment is gone, loyalty is gone. And who is it gone from? It's gone from these girls who are chaos kids, raised in chaos homes by mothers, fathers who had issues. They had selfishness, they had worry, anxiety, frustration, anger, resentment, etc., etc. We can't raise kids that way. Bad things happen when you're raising kids with this coming out of you. Don't
it
know,
ain't
like,
pretty, that's for sure.
Yes, and it's not. And Peter was a great example. Here's a man who's a really good guy, but he has an anger program. And what's in his brain? A message that here's how you handle this problem. You get angry and you yell. You raise your voice. This is how you handle it. That's the program. See, that's what it is. It's an instruction, and it tells you what to do. And when it turns on, you're no longer in control of yourself. That program is in control of you after that point. So that's what his wife was having to succumb to. If you look at her life had be on the receiving end of abuse. See, when you're on the receiving end of abuse, you expect to be abused. Here's a great illustration of the power of this chaos kid and brains being programmed. How is it that a woman who was abused in her childhood can find a room full of, 50 guys all on their best behavior, and she has the ability to single one guy out who's the most abusive guy in the bunch?
Yes, it's almost as if they have a flashing neon sign going across their
forehead.
That's
what you say. You think flashing neon sign, but let's make it more closer to the reality. There's a vibration of coming out of that guy that lines up with the vibration in her. Energy of abuse. And what's really ironic is if you look at the guy, he looks happy, he looks pleasant, he looks, attractive or whatever, right? That's what he looks like, mm-hmm. right? And he's on his best behavior, isn't that right? And
right.
How does she know it's him? How does she know he's the abuser? Because she has the brain program that says you need to find somebody to bring you back to normal. What's normal? Abuse. It's a simple idea. Now, we don't know all the complexities of the wiring and everything, but it's a simple idea. Now, Robin, you're raising a purpose home. How many siblings do you have?
I have one sister and one brother. I'm the oldest.
One sister and one brother. And each troubled one sister and one brother. And are they either of them troubled?
My
struggle
brother.
With marriage?
My youngest brother. Definite chaos kid. We're not quite sure how that happened.
Let me give you a little demo on how it happens that chaos kid is raised in an otherwise happy family. What happens is a kid will be born who's nothing like the father or nothing like the mother, nothing like at all. And what will happen is because they're nothing like them, they will distance themselves from that kid and draw themselves to the child who's most like them. You know what happens then? This person feels rejected. This child feels rejected. And they don't know how to explain it. And the father doesn't know how to explain it. But when he gets around this kid, he just gets really undone and really upset, and it just brings the worst out in him. So he tries to distance himself from his child. Well, guess what that kid's ready for? He's ready building that chaos engine in his brain because he's being rejected. And this turns out to be sometimes the black sheep of the family.
And that's exactly what I have.
Nobody knows this. Nobody knows about the chaos programming. And they just don't, they're just not aware. And therapists have been trying to tell us this for years, and they come up with phrases of, family of origin, all that stuff. But unless you're really, really, really interested in this, you don't know what they're trying to say. You just don't know. I didn't grow up in college. I didn't grow up in therapy and in psychology and all that. I grew up in a terrible 27-year hell marriage, and what I had to do was I had to go dive into this world of psychology and self-help and spiritual and everything, looking for where is the answer? How do you get happy in unhappy circumstances? And what I had was a wife who was literally making my life hell, and she made my life hell every day, every night, and weekends. She never released me right from that. Right? So I was motivated to survive. I was driven to find out the answer. Well, when you go to college and you become a PhD and you go to college 8 years, you're not motivated to survive. You're motivated to get a career, right?
Right.
That's why you're learning what you're learning. So I know something that PhDs don't know. And I'm not saying that because I'm saying it. I'm saying it because all the people who go through this course, they all tell me this. They've never heard this anywhere. And they've been through a lot of things. Now, why have they never heard what I teach everywhere? Because what I teach is over 2,000 years old. It's real trendy, I'm telling you.
Just cutting edge.
It's cutting edge. It's 2,000 years old.
Well, do explain that to me, would you, Larry?
Well, that's what people say. What does that mean, 2,000? What could be 2,000 years old and nobody's teaching it? It's actually found in the Bible, of all places. So that's why I have a lot of success for people who are really in trouble.
Well, great. Larry, give us your website address so anyone needing help can find you.
One program is for couples exclusively, and it's called FulfilledCouple.com. And at FulfilledCouple.com, we call it Marriage 101, which is the first step the couples can go through to find out that they're really good people. And when couples are struggling, that's something they really need in their life. They need somebody to talk to them and tell them why they're both good. And so that's what FulfilledCouple.com is. If they go to FulfilledCouple.com, they'll see all about Marriage 101. They'll be able to watch some videos there and so on. And then for individuals, they can look at the FulfilledCouple.com/blog and learn more about that chaos to purpose scale. And for one spouse who contacts me, because what happens when these chaos kids really are going, that engine is going crazy, that spouse cannot talk to anyone and will not talk to anyone. So all that leaves is the spouse who's trying to save the family. And that's who contacts me. That's a different program. I call it Becoming the Environment Changer. And if they want to contact me, they can go through, they can submit their story through Does My Marriage Deserve a Second Chance? And that's at marriage-success-secrets.com.
Well, in case you missed it, Larry Bellotta is the founder of the Fulfilled Couple program that shows couples step-by-step how to become personally fulfilled as unique individuals within their marriage. In spite of life's challenges in marriage, personal fulfillment is possible when married couples do marriage right. The Fulfilled Couple program is customized for couples who know they still need skill to be happy in marriage. Be sure to join us next week as we continue on our series with the Chaos Kid as we talk to Debbie. And Debbie has a very unusual story to tell. And Larry, why don't you tell us a little bit more about next week's guest before you leave us today?
Debbie Burns, a single mother. And when she contacted me, she was in a marriage in Las Vegas to a guy who is from a foreign country. And they were married like kind of in name only. They did it on a whim. What they did is they went and were living together. And, of course, he has two kids from her former marriage. And she's married to this guy, and it isn't going well at all. And by the time she talks to me, this guy had jumped on a plane with no notice and literally left the country and didn't come back and wasn't talking to her. And that's when we start the story.
Well, we're looking forward to that. The husband left, not just left her, but left the country. And not that that's funny in any way, but to leave the country is a pretty drastic measure to get away from your marriage. Well, be sure to tune in next week as we continue on our series, The Chaos Kid, with Larry Bellotta. And his guest next week, Debbie, should be really interesting. I know you won't want to miss a minute of it. This is your host, Robin Johnston, with Christian Family Matters, because your Christian family matters.